actually going to reach our game yet another level, because we're going to be joined by our featured guest this evening. Great actor, great show, HBO's Silicon Valley. We're joined by Dustin Gulledge. Dustin, how are you this fine, fine evening?
Hey, how's it going?
Really good. Now I got to ask you, most people know you've done a lot of great stuff, a lot of really interesting stuff, but Silicon Valley has been a big hit. When you read for the part and you first came across Silicon Valley, did you think something like that was going to be this breakout hit, this kind of culty kind of show?
No, not at all, man. And it actually was, I think the working title was called Duty Tech.
Ooh.
And I had just flown in from New York and did a quick audition, and I was ready to get back to New York, so I just went in and did it quickly, came out and got a call and said, hey, got some good news and some bad news. The good news is you booked this role, and the bad news is you're in New York City. So I got on the plane, and then I learned quickly that that was a recurring role that ended up carrying me for the next 3 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to say, were you a close student of Silicon Valley and tech issues and that whole ecosystem, or did you have to do like some really big basic research and kind of get your head around startup land and all the tech stuff that the show touches on humorously?
Yeah, no, man, I just had to memorize the script, man.
Just read the words.
I just had to memorize the script. No, actually, I had no previous knowledge of Silicon Valley or any of the tech world. You know, I went to go visit some friends in San Francisco, and they have a huge following there, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I learned a little things, but yeah, it wasn't really necessary for the fun role, so.
And do you think, having done the show, are you personally in your own life, are you a big tech adopter? You're like the first person with the Google Glass on the street. You're the first person to have the latest bit of tech, and you're showing it off to all your friends. Is that you or not really you?
I think I'm definitely a consumer, but I don't know if I endorse it that aggressively.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely a consumer of the tech world, and being on the show, from what I understand also, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
It's pretty on point with what really happens over there.
And I've had people tell me, I've had people I've known for years who are techie people. They work in the Valley or else they work in other parts of tech, and they say they get it right. They know what they're talking about with that. So my last tech question, you own some of that Bitcoin? Are you big on the Bitcoin? You got some of that?
You know, I'm not big on the Bitcoin, but you know, I'm still doing research. I got a lot of friends that are really big on it, but I'm still sitting back.
All right.
And then kind of watching how it unfolds. But you know, keep my options open.
There you go. They should have like a Silicon Valley coin. You should have TV shows, plays, anything that you do, stand-up routines, just issuing Bitcoin. Just here's my.
Yeah, I'd be right on that one, man.
Oh, imagine
without pause.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you're chestnut on our TV screens. You're also a thespian. Can you tell us about this great Valentine's Day play that you're a part of?
Yeah, man. It's a little sexy time. It's called Foreplay Sex in a Series. It's written and directed by Graham Brown. It's basically a night of a lot of fun, champagne, chocolate, some naughty and some nice gifts. It sort of follows three different couples and their journey into healthy and dysfunctional and very identifiable sort of relationships that I think that we can all sort of relate to. But we are opening on Valentine's Day, you know, for lovers, for people that are single, guaranteed a good time. The actors are actually in the audience. So, you know, it's sort of, I don't want to say immersive, but the audience members are definitely part of the fun.
Excellent. It sounds great. And is it funny? Is it lighthearted? Is it serious? Does it make you cry?
It's got the dramedy. I think it's closely most related to sort of a sitcom feel.
Right.
You know, it's like four different what we call episodes that are broken into about 20 minutes each. But it moves fast. It keeps you going. It keeps your attention and your focus in different areas of the stage.
Sure.
And it's not one of those plays that lacks.
Right.
It goes quickly. And I'm working with a great cast, a great group of actors. So,
you said that the actors are like in the audience. So, or when you're in the audience as a spectator, are you kind of looking behind you and seeing people doing their lines and things like that?
It's going to be new. It's going to be different every day. And to be honest, wow. You know, that first run, you know, that's when we're really going to be able to experience what we're doing in rehearsal in its full form. You know, I wouldn't say that the audience is definitely put on the spot, but like I said, they're definitely going to be part of the fun. And in acting, we say you got to deal with the thing.
Right.
So if an audience member is there, we're going to deal with it. And if they want to join in certain aspects, we're going to deal with it.
Wow.
But,
so kind of improvisational. You got to kind of adapt. You kind of have to roll with what comes across your bow.
Yeah, I mean, we have a script, but like, it's every night's going to be different. You know, it's one of those like sort of daring, dangerous plays that you can get out there, make big risks. You know, we obviously want to keep the integrity of the writing,
right?
But it does have a shape of some spontaneity.
Oh, that's fantastic! Great. Fantastic. Now the information our listeners need to know in order to get tickets.
Yes, go to tripnyc.org, and you can purchase tickets online there. Again, we open up on Valentine's Day, so if you are a single Cupid or you have a special someone, come out and have a good time. We run all the way until March 17th at the Actors Company, 916 North Formosa Avenue in Los Angeles. It's like more near West Hollywood, but again, that is tripnyc.org, or they can call 800-838-3006.
Easily done. It sounds, friends and neighbors, like a really, really good night out. So I really encourage you to take part of this. I want to thank you so much, Dustin Gulledge, for taking some of your Sunday evening to call in and be part of the bigger picture.
Hey, man, thanks for having me, and I hope to see you there.
Absolutely, awesome. Absolutely. Friends and neighbors, our phone lines are open, 866-870-5752.